Best Year Yet. The Best Year Yet 3-hour process forces us to get out of the car and take a better look at ourselves and our lives. How far have we come? What have we accomplished? What do we do well? What have we learned about traveling? Have we taken any wrong turns? And most importantly, how far have we come? This exercise, although not always easy, becomes more of a pleasant and uplifting experience than a painful process of recrimination. It helps us face these important questions and take stock. The biggest challenge is finding 3 hours in a life where there is no time to do this kind of thing. But if we want to be more responsible about creating our lives rather than merely coping with our lot, we must do Best Year Yet instead of something else. This is the most difficult part for most of us. Just don't do that thing you think you have to do right now. Do Best Year Yet instead. We've usually held our Best Year Yet courses on a Saturday, and it's easy for the people there to realize that in order to come to the course, they will have to forego the weekly laundry, the Saturday errands, cleaning the house, writing letters, paying bills, seeing their friends, or whatever else they usually feel they have to do on a Saturday. Even though they will have spent the day at the course, they can see that they'll get the clothes washed and somehow get food in the house. Those things always get done. It's not those things which are the problem. Finding time to plan your life is the problem. But once it's done, it makes far more difference than getting the laundry done. So grab yourself by the collar, get a pen and paper, and make yourself sit down and answer the 10 questions. Or do what some of the people who have come to the course have done. Book 3 hours with a family member, colleague, or friend, and do the exercise together.